My name's Deanie.
My name's Badria, and we're from the Vax Control Group, now rebranded as the Control Group Cooperative.
So what is a control group?
So a control group is a group of people who, in this particular instance, chose not to take the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. And because the pharmaceutical companies have jabbed pretty much all of their control group, there is no control. So any of us who've chosen not to take the jab are the control group.
Okay, so is this a formal thing?
Yes, it is. We've made it formal. We've started studying the unvaccinated, those people who haven't taken the COVID vaccine. So we created a database system that anyone from anywhere in the world can enter their health outcomes into that can be studied. So initially we were just taking the unvaccinated. Now we're taking those people who've had the COVID vaccines as well, so we can study their health outcomes in comparison to each other.
Okay, so why?
Why? Because we need to understand what the health implications are of taking an experimental vaccine. It didn't go through the usual procedures that any other vaccine might go through. So we don't really know what the safety profile of it is. And so by studying both cohorts of people, the ones who've chosen to take the jab and the ones who've chosen not to, we will get a real idea of how people fare over the coming years and decades.
We're seeing a lot of people dying prematurely, even people who, for example, were forced to have, well, you might say forced, you might also say coerced, in order to keep their jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing this in our friends and families as well. So something needs to be done to actually look at what is happening to the people who didn't take it, so that we know, is it actually the vaccine or is it something else?
Well, it does sound a bit peculiar, doesn't it, to be coerced into taking something. What do you think is going on? I mean, it's an experimental thing. Why should we be involved in that? You know, you shouldn't have to get involved in an experiment, surely.
Well, I chose not to be involved in an experiment, but I do feel that quite a lot of people felt compelled to be part of the experiment for one reason or another, whether they felt coerced or whether they felt that they would lose their job and their livelihood by not taking it. So I think it's very important for us to take back our health sovereignty and to make choices that are right for us and right for our families, rather than what people are telling us is right for us and our families.
Hang on, we pay the government's wages. They should be safeguarding us. They shouldn't be putting us in a position where we have to take part in an experiment in order to keep our livelihood. So I'll ask you both this, your own views. What is going on?
It's a really good question. So there are all sorts of theories. We don't know exactly what's going on. Is it money? Is it some nefarious force? We're not here to make that decision. We're just here to look at the outcomes. But, I mean, there's something going on.
We're waiting for some time out.
I don't think there's a simple answer to that. I think it's very complex, and I think it involves many different individuals, many different organisations, and I think it's about us taking a step back and looking at all of the systems in place and seeing what's working, what's not working, and rebuilding what we feel is working.
It seems to me like a bit of a tug of war between personal rights, personal freedoms, and a very powerful government lobby. I mean, this is the pharmaceutical industry. The governments seem to listen to them and to the World Health Organization more than they do to us.
Well, the pharmaceutical industry's money is all over it, basically. So if they're going to be sponsoring things like vaccinations within governments and sponsoring media organisations and sponsoring academic institutions, I would suggest that all of those areas are compromised by the fact that they are taking money. Then nobody's independent anymore, and I think we need some independence from their influence.
So you've got here this thing, it's a health card with someone's face on there. What is it? Jessica Healthy. Okay, so this looks like just another one of those cards, like a driving license or something that you keep in your wallet.
Absolutely. So with the Vax Control Group, we had a card which said Vax Control Group and must not be vaccinated on it. Now, the Vax Control Group has evolved into the Control Group Cooperative, and now it's about you taking control over your own health data and having your own health sovereignty. So you would have a health card which would have your blood type on it. It's also got a QR code on it. So say, for example, you were found collapsed. A paramedic could scan that QR code. They would have access to some emergency medical contact information, any vital medical information that you would want somebody in that position to have, and also any advanced medical directives that you've put in place. Whether they will honour that or not is another matter. However, they will have read that that is what your wishes are. And also, should you go and see a GP or an osteopath or a homeopath, you could then give them access to a limited amount of your medical data that would be relevant for that particular consultation.
So why is this necessary?
It's necessary because I think it's very important for us to take back control of our own health data. It's our health data.
Now, I keep hearing scares, maybe they're real, I don't know, that my health data, my doctor has been handed over to these massive databases.
Well, it's quite possible that they have been, so how do we know whether they have or haven't?
So what's the purpose in your mind of this card?
The purpose of it, first of all, is to help people to get their information out in an emergency. And it's really important for people like us who, for example, haven't been vaccinated, don't want to have blood products. We can put that on this card and say, look, you know, if I have an accident, I don't want blood products. I don't want to have sedation. I don't want to do X, Y or Z. That's a really vital thing for us.
Well, we've had this horrific scandal, haven't we, with basically poisoned blood being given to people. And it's gone on for decades. And many of the people who were victims of it have died with no compensation at all.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've spoken to one of the people in Australia who's actually set up an organisation supporting these people. Awful things have happened in the name of health that we have no control over. We've got to start taking control back of our own health and the systems that are around it.
Yeah, put a firewall around our own data and allow only the people we want to have it. We had the famous WhatsApp messages from Matt Hancock. He was in charge of all of this during the time, and Boris took a kind of step back during the pandemic. So he was talking about unleashing a new variant in these WhatsApp messages. And it does sound as if that the psychology of how the public were going to react was more important than the actual medical health effect.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like one massive experiment, and that seems to be what we're in, a massive experiment that we've not chosen to be in.
So anyway, if people are interested in being part of the control group and stepping away from these and seeing what happens if you don't take a particular medical procedure, what should they do?
They need to come to our website, www.controlgroup.coop. And they can sign on, but have a read of all of our information, find out exactly what we're doing. You volunteer. Everyone is volunteering in this, volunteering their data. So, you know, just join up, join our communities, and put in your data.
Okay, so what's the benefit of it? Why should people take this, become part of a control group?
The control group isn't just about being a control group for any kind of medical choices that you might have made. It's also a growing community of support. So we have weekly sharing and caring Zooms where we get people from all over the world who've been coming regularly for, it's about almost a year and a half now, isn't it? We do twice weekly Zooms. So there's a lot of people who felt very alone during these past 3 years, and now they feel that they're part of a community. We also do many presentations on very, very different topics, and so we're trying to get lots of information out there to people if that's what they're looking for.
Okay, thank you both very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.